Harstad's strategic research used a diverse sampling of more than 2,000 registered and non-registered voters 18 to 30 years old. They represent 38 million registered voters of that age. Paul Harstad is a lead pollster for the research group that has polled for President Barack Obama since 2002, when the Democrat was an Illinois state senator considering a run for the U.S. Senate.
We asked about the 2016 election for president. 55% of all millennials say, I am definitely going to vote. But if you look at 2014, only 28% say, I'm definitely going to vote for Congress. And that points up what is admittedly a real challenge for Democrats, this election year, but also a real opportunity.
Of those polled, 56% said they supported President Obama in the previous election, compared to 29% for Republican challenger Mitt Romney, even if they didn't vote. Also, when asked how they would vote in November's midterm elections for Congress, 42% said Democrat, 27% Republican. Participants were also asked their stance on 20 issues ranging from global warming to gay marriage. The numbers show young voters lean to the left on the issues, but Democrats do not enjoy the corresponding voter support, according to Harstad.
Democrats are underperforming two ways. You know, if 72% of voters think government should be more involved, 71% take a progressive stand on these issues. Then Democrats are at, 44 or 46% vote and ID, they're underperforming. So they're underperforming in terms of their potential on a substantive level, and they're underperforming in midterm elections in terms of turnout.
Alexandra Acker-Lyons is the director of the Youth Engagement Fund. She says millennials are key as they will represent one-third of the electorate in 2020, but as a voter population cannot be placed in a single category.
I think a lot of people tend to associate young voters with a young person who's attending college full-time at a four-year university. That's actually only about 25% of 18 to 24-year-olds. And a much lower number of 18 to 30-year-olds overall. So we're really looking at full-time students, part-time students who are attending community college and working multiple jobs, young people with families, young people with incredibly varied economic situations.
The pollsters found young people remain relatively optimistic about their futures and ability to make an impact, but only 70% are registered to vote. Of those not registered, 25% said it's because they are disengaged, while one-third are skeptical about the voting process. Jill Hanauer is president of Project New America. Because people tend to become more politically active as they age, she says those not yet 18 represent a key electorate population.
Looking at the next generation of voters, those who are 16 and 17 who vote for the first time either in 14 or 16, and making sure that they develop voting habits that they're going to carry through their life, it's really critical because they're more disillusioned and, as Paul pointed out, a little less confident in what's going to be available to them economically and education-wise. And so if we don't understand that group versus the older group, it's really not to the other party's peril, but to the democratic process's peril.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.